This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're live at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Fargo at the Delta Hotels. And moments away from taking to the microphone, seconds away, Donald Trump Jr., eldest son of the 45th President of the United States. Let's hear a little bit of what he has to say as we kick our coverage off here today on What's on Your Mind. You're not hearing anything?
Nope.
You're just going to have to figure it out on your own. We'll catch you in
how about now?
Six.
Yep.
Well, thank you, everyone, for having me here. It's great. Really happy to be able to be here to support Kevin, obviously also Kelly Armstrong, in the races that we have coming. I got to know Kevin very briefly by telephone in 2016. North Dakota had this unbound delegate thing. So even though we had won, even though everything was there, it wasn't quite sure. So we were working together, making call lists for those delegates, calling them, and I called a couple of Kevin's friends to say, hey, this is Donald Trump Jr. I'd like, click. They thought it was a prank call. So we started off a little bit on some rough ground, but Kevin got in there. He got the people on the phone with his voice, conferenced me in. It was awkward and then funny, and it worked out great. So, Kevin, thank you very much for your support and your steadfast support of my father continuing. You've been amazing. In Congress, you've obviously been amazing for energy and for everything that's going on in this room. And I think, you know, that's a fundamental aspect of what we're talking about in this election, right? You've seen it. The promises that my father has made, he's delivered on. He continues to go through that list, check after check after check. When we were campaigning in 2016, we were talking about energy. We were saying how not only is it jobs that are desperately needed, not only is it a boost to our economy, but it's also national security. And for so many people to fight and combat and make that so difficult to even understand that they would rather give trillions of dollars to essentially our enemies in so many countries that hate our guts, countries that if they could push a button would wipe us off the face of the earth. But we will send them our money, send them our American dream in terms of jobs, rather than produce it here where we have it. In the ground. Great people, part of this council, like Harold Hamm, who sits on the board of America First Policies, really supporting my father. He's been a great friend to my father, to our family, to the administration, continues to stay involved, so it's great to be here. Blue, please give him my best. I know he's, I think, in Oklahoma this week, but I think I'm going to see him next. But that kind of support and that kind of innovation from leaders in your industry has been truly, truly amazing. What are we here talking about? This election. What I think so many people don't realize is that all of the successes that we've had, all of the winning, all of the economic metrics that we've blown out in terms of all-time low unemployment numbers, all-time high stock market numbers, bringing manufacturing back into this country, that is all at stake in 6 weeks. That can all go away that quickly. And people have to realize that, because the one thing I've noticed, and I see it around, going around in all these towns and small cities around the country, you know, they come up to me, Don, we love what your dad's doing, we can't wait to vote for him in 2020, we can't wait to be back out there, it's going to be so exciting. I go, what about November 6th? What do you mean? What's November 6th? That's the problem that we have. Our people, we're fat and happy, because we've been getting everything that we want. Okay? We have an economy that's roaring. We have jobs that are going through the roof. Everything else is going incredibly well. So you sit back. You get complacent. You get lazy. We can't do that. You all have to stay in this. You have to make sure that people like Kevin, that people like Kelly get elected into the Senate, into the House, respectively. We need people helping us along. My father's done some amazing work. He's done that despite all of the noise that's out there, despite all of the hatred from the media. He's doing this and winning and creating unprecedented accomplishments from the presidency, oftentimes with one arm, sometimes two arms, maybe two arms and a leg tied behind his back, because no one's ever talking about the message. No one's actually talking about what's actually going on. The economy is so good that President Obama recently tried to claim that it was his. I know. I try to say it with a straight face each and every time, and even though I've said it about 30 times now, I still can't do it. Because everyone in this room, guess what? You did build that. You did build your businesses. And everyone in this room knows that President Obama's policies of oppressive taxation, overregulation, I mean, no industry probably suffered more than yours in terms of ridiculous and arcane regulations created by bureaucrats who have no idea what drilling is, what fracking is. They have no they couldn't tell the difference between oil and water. Okay? But they were the people making the decisions. Obama himself, at the time when my father said, you know what? Why can't we have 3% GDP growth? Even 4. How about better than 4? I don't understand why we can't do it. And I quote, there's no magic wand for that. No magic wand. What? The New York Times backed them up. No, no, no. This is the new normal. We should just be happy at 1.8%. We should just accept that as the norm and give up. Well, abracadabra. No, in all fairness, in Obama's defense, we should never have expected him to be able to break 2% GDP growth even once. Why? Because he had no business experience. He had no real life experience. He'd never created a job. He'd never signed the front of a paycheck. And he certainly, unlike everyone in this room, never knew what it was like to have families, workers, dependent on their success. Okay? Those families, their safety and well-being, they're dependent on you guys. On you guys showing up every day, succeeding, keeping your businesses going, keeping that money flowing. He had never done that. We shouldn't be shocked that he failed so miserably. We shouldn't be shocked that there was no way that he or anyone else could believe that it could be done. We also shouldn't be shocked that the media went lockstep in anything that he said to try to build him up to make him look like a great economic president. So as I watched him try to claim this economy last week, I just started laughing. But what was great was seeing the opposite response and watching what my father was able to do when he said, hey, we're going to cut 2 regulations for every new one that we put in place. Well, we overshot that goal by a little bit. He's cut 22 regulations for every new one put in place. But it's not just the economy. Okay, you would expect a business guy, someone who has signed the front of the paycheck, someone who has had people's families and their well-being dependent on his success, you would expect him to be good on the economy side. And again, there is not a single economic metric where we are not better off today than we were 2 years ago. Not one. It doesn't exist. Now, the Democrats want to reverse that. They want to change everything. They don't want to do what the course of the Democrats of old, and I'm sure you deal with that in some of this state, where people say, well, Don, and they say it to me all the time, you know, if my grandfather knew I was voting for a Republican, they'd be rolling over in their graves. And I said, you know what, I understand that. There's a lot of history there. What would your grandfather today say about the Democratic platform? What would he say about what's going on every time you turn on the TV? Because the things that they say, I have a hard time believing they're actually representing Americans. It doesn't make any sense. And the second I say that, to say, you know what, you're right. And that's why we were able to get such unprecedented turnout from independents, from, you know, a lot of those blue-collar Democrats that so many of you know. These are good, hard-working Americans, and they got it. I mean, the greatest irony, and it's not lost on me, was that the billionaire, brash guy from New York City was the guy that was able to reach out and speak to those people for the first time in so long. It's a great irony, but it wasn't lost on me, and it wasn't lost on them, and they are now excited to see him delivering on those promises. But again, he cannot do that alone. You know, your governor was also a great supporter of us here. Frankly, him and Kevin were one of the two people that were, one of probably the only two people in the state at the time that would say, hey, I'm supporting Donald Trump, not just, well, I'll support the nominee, whoever that may be. Maybe if it's Trump, I'll do it reluctantly, but we'll still do it. But so it's great to be back here. It's great to be able to talk to all of you guys. But again,
this is Donald Trump Jr. addressing the North Dakota Petroleum Council, about 400 folks gathering for the 2018 annual meeting. We're in Fargo today on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
At the 2018 annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Our coverage today and tomorrow actually started yesterday with a was basically a Bakken 2.0 conversation, a lot like the Bakken Rocks information sessions that happen as part of Cookfest, but a lot of good information. So enjoying it and glad to be here. A lot of things happening, a lot of folks to talk to over the next couple of days. If there's any particular area that you'd like to know more about in the way of oil and gas production. Call, text us rather, at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. And we'll tackle that for you today on the program. Kelly Armstrong coming up here in just a little bit, candidate for Congress. We're going to talk also with Lynn Helms, director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Those are two solid sources on oil and gas production and what's happening. Kelly, comes from an oil family, obviously, and now a candidate for Congress as well. So we'll catch up with him about where things are going, talk a little bit about the regulatory side. If he were to get to Congress, what he sees still in need of fixing. We're also going to chat with Kevin Pfeiffer and Jim Sabe from Pfeiffer's. They've got a big auction today. We were going to be at the auction. Todd, do you remember when the fella called and said, hey, Scott, my wife and I are having a retirement auction, and we'd like you guys to broadcast from the auction? I said, sure, I'd love to do it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't check my calendar before I said sure. Of course, North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. We have had on our calendar for some time, so we're going to do a little of both. We're going to have Kevin and Jim check in from that today and talk a little bit about that coming up as well. You want some more of Donald Trump Jr.? Should we see what he's doing?
Sure.
I think he's introducing Kimberly Guilfoyle. His significant other is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is, of course, of Fox News fame. She was on The Five for a long time, and so they're almost like a comedy act, these two. They were regaling folks last night at a reception here for Congressman Kevin Cramer with just some hilarious back and forth, and really both have their own unique takes on the political scene right now, and obviously pretty savvy as well. Somebody covered it for Fox News someone who's the son of the president. So let's see how they're doing in there.
We're going here. We're finally on the right track. We want to do things a little bit differently. They want to do the opposite. I say it time and time again. If Donald Trump came out today, maybe at the UN speech, in favor of oxygen, the Democrats would be against it. Okay? It's a good plan, Scott. Maybe you guys should get this going. And, Kevin, maybe you want to add that into your platform because I'm just kidding, and they'll say I'm trying to kill people. It's a nightmare. But this is what we see. So with everything that's going on, we have to stay engaged. You need to speak to your neighbors. You need to speak to your employees. They have to understand what's at stake. For the people in this room in energy, I mean, perhaps more so than anyone in the country, you have to recognize what is at stake, because all of the successes, all of the ability, all of the openings that you've had to be able to expand, to do the great things that you do, to create jobs, to create wealth, to build up this state, it can all go away, and it's not going away in 2020. It can all go away in 6 weeks. So get out. Make sure you're helping people like Kevin. Make sure you're helping people like Kelly. Get elected, so they can be in this fight with my father, so that we can keep this going. Because the one thing that Donald Trump lied to you all about is that you would be sick of all the winning. Right? He said it. I was like, I don't think so. So one time I've disagreed with him in recent times. He goes, you'll be sick of the winning. You'll be calling me. You'll be saying, Donald, please, please let someone else win for a change. And he said, no, I will not do it. Please, what about the mercy rule? We're not Democrats. There's no mercy rule. Okay? There's no participation medals. When we have the chance, we're going to run up the score. We got to stay engaged. We got to fight. And when we do that, we're going to keep this winning streak going for the next 6 years. Get out. Let your friends know about it. Make sure everyone turns up on November 6th. It's important. There's a lot at stake. Thank you so much for letting me be here today. It's a true honor and a pleasure. With that, Kevin, come on up here. Kevin Cramer, as I've said and as you heard, has been a steadfast fighter for everything that my father's doing and everything that he believes in. He was an early supporter, not one of these people who sort of jumped on the MAGA agenda when it's convenient and when they needed someone to come out and stump for him. But He did it when it wasn't so easy to do it. He did it before it was politically advantageous or expedient. And so it's an honor for me to be able to come out here and return that favor to him. It's an honor to be able to be out here with the future senator from North Dakota, Kevin Cramer. Thank you very much.
We'll take a couple of minutes of what Kevin has to say here. Donald Trump Jr. wrapping up his remarks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, just introducing Kevin Cramer moments ago.
So I feel a little bit like I did when I played high school basketball over there in Kindred. Be 2 minutes left in the game, we'd have a 20-point lead, and the coach would say, Cramer, get in there and don't screw this thing up. So here I am. it ain't easy. This is why Don doesn't let Kimberly speak before him. That's true. I know it's true. The one thing that can always save me is to introduce the most important person in my life. You know, Chris Cramer was my campaign manager through three successful House races in this state. So she's 3-0. The Democrats hated the fact so much they made a big stink out of the fact that I paid her a whole $2,000 a month to do it, and somehow that was an ethics scandal. That's how the swamp works. God forbid your family, the people you trust the most, would work for you. But she's still in there with me every step of the way and calling all the shots. Please say hi to Chris Cramer. You all know her. And aren't we glad that Donald Trump needed a job so badly that he had to run for president of the United States? So isn't that great? Thank God he got employed finally. Yeah. Wow. To have a real business person who the last thing he needs to do is be a president, agree to be one. That's the greatest blessing of Donald Trump, is that he brings that. And you know what I love? As I'm sitting here listening to Don speak, I was thinking, you know, I remember, you guys, when the mantra for oil and gas and energy in America was to be energy independent. Remember that? That was a great goal. And then we said, no, I always preferred energy secure. I like energy security. Let's aim for energy security. And along comes Donald Trump and says, why would we be energy secure? Let's be energy dominant. Let's be energy dominant. And you're helping make it happen. Well, I love when Don talks about what we're doing in the Bakken, what's happening throughout our country and energy dominance, I love that he ties it to energy, that he ties it to national security. And we all know, right, that our economic security and our national security are tied to energy security. I forget how many hundreds of millions of dollars our Navy spends protecting the lanes for foreign oil to get to the United States.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, as introduced by Donald Trump Jr. All right, we're going to talk to Kelly Armstrong when we come back. Your call's welcome, too, as always, on What's On Your Mind, live from the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. What's On Your Mind?
That asks a very important question.
Live from the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality. When using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still unclear whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will be resigning this week or being let go by President Trump, who says they have a meeting set for Thursday.
We'll be meeting at the White House and we'll be determining what's going on.
That's President Trump speaking about it yesterday. This morning, Sarah Sanders, his press secretary, can't say exactly what's coming up.
Obviously, the president has been disappointed by a number of actions that have taken place at the Department of Justice, and he wants some answers to some of the big questions that he has. Some of them have to do with Rod Rosenstein. Some of them have nothing to do with him.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Bill Cosby will be sentenced today after being convicted last April of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Quite the week in politics just ahead of us, folks. Yeah, things are going to be a little on the... Well, look at just locally. We have, the president's son, who is someone that would be a top surrogate for this White House, for the conservative cause right now, for, folks that support his father's agenda. Everybody wants him, right? In every district in the country. And here he is in Fargo, North Dakota for Kevin Cramer and Kelly Armstrong. Pretty amazing. What do you think about that? What's going on? And then, of course, in Washington, we begin with... the hearings on Judge Kavanaugh, and I watched that interview last night on Fox News Channel with Martha McCallum and Brett Kavanaugh and his wife, and I just don't see one phony bone in their body. You know, I mean, and this is a judge. This isn't some actor, you know. So obviously this thing will get sorted out at the hearing on Thursday. That's pretty amazing, and of course we're 42 days until an election, so... just amazing. By the way, What's On Your Mind is proud to host a safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. And WSI hosts these education sessions. They have a couple coming up in Beulah on the different loss control services, offerings, and safety discount programs. September 25th from 1 until 3. September 26th from 9 until 1. Learn more about the sessions and to register as well. You just go to the WSI calendar is what you do, the WSI calendar. So one of those is obviously today, 1 until 3, and one is tomorrow, 9 until 1. So find out more at workforcesafety.com. 26 before the top of the hour, Kelly Armstrong is here. If you have a question or comment for him, please give us a ring at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your questions, or I'll take them too at 701-327-2054. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I am doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So, North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. You've been to a few of these over the years.
I have.
Yes. And what does 2018 look like compared to all the rest?
You know, they're always fantastic, but obviously whenever you have somebody like Donald Trump Jr. here and top of the nation Senate race, there just seems to be a little more edge, a little more buzz in the room, so that's always fantastic. It's great that we're doing it in Fargo. You know, the Bakken Shale Revolution is not a McKinsey County success story. It's not a Tioga success story. It's a North Dakota success story, so it's great to be out here. The Bakken 2.0 yesterday, downtown Fargo, was jam-packed, and it's just great to be a part of an industry that has meant so much to North Dakota from one end of the state to the other.
How would you tell somebody outside the industry how you view the impact of the industry and the growth? I mean, your father, was doing this when hardly anybody else was, right?
Yeah, people forget before 2008, about 95% of all the oil produced in North Dakota was in all traditional vertical, and it was Bowman County and Bottineau County. So how do I tell people? I mean, the Bakken Shale Revolution has not just been great for the North Dakota economy, and it hasn't just revolutionized the way we view oil in North Dakota. It's revolutionized the way the world views oil and gas production.
Tell me a little bit about Donald Trump Jr. being here for your campaign, for Kevin's campaign, adding some excitement to him. As I said earlier, he's in demand, right? If any Republican candidate wants Donald Trump Jr. to come in for the most part. What does it mean to have somebody like this here pumping up your campaign?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, you do this stuff and you're working out and you're going to try to meet with people, but I mean, it really is. And, they've talked about North Dakota and all of those things. And in my former life, I was a state party chairman. So North Dakota was the state that secured Donald Trump the nomination at the RNC convention with the delegate counts. And obviously, Kevin's been on board with the president since at the beginning. The state party worked very closely with the Trump campaign in 2016, so it's really great to have him here. And I just think, generally speaking, this administration's attention to the things that are important in North Dakota, both in person on the ground and just with the policies and the rollback of federal regulations at the national level. I mean, it's obvious that the Trump administration cares about the issues that are important in North Dakota.
As you're crisscrossing the state and doing the parade, run, obviously that's a big part of the weekends, winding down now, but been a big part of summer. But just in general, when you're out and about talking average everyday North Dakotans, what are they concerned about? What do they talk to you about?
Yeah, I mean, concern is obviously tariffs. We continue to hear about tariffs and trade, and I mean, the answer is, soybeans are coming out of the field right now. Corn will start. I mean, I saw somebody combining corn between Minot and Bismarck last week. So, I mean, that's an issue of concern, but there's also issues of optimism. The tax cuts benefited North Dakota better than any other state in the nation. The rollback of federal regulation is good for our farmers, good for our oil producers, great for the coal industry. I mean, when Donald Trump was here, I mean, we saw how emotional that issue is to our communities. And so, I mean, people are good. I mean, we're moving forward and we're trying to do what we can to make North Dakota the best place to do business and raise a family.
On the tariffs, what is your sense? Again, obviously, there's opinions all over the map, but the majority of folks you talk to gather an opinion from, is it your sense that that they think this is a pain that will have long-term gain? Are they understanding that, well, it's not fun, we understand why this has to happen and we want this fight?
Yeah, I think the general overall sense that I would say that comes out more than anything is, Trump won North Dakota bigger than any other state than West Virginia. And moving forward, I think the biggest sense is ag needs to win right now, whether it's a farm bill, whether it's E15, whether it's a multilateral deal with Canada and Mexico, which is optimistic because I know the White House and Canada are talking every single day. But they're with them on negotiating better trade deals for this generation and the next generation. But they need to see some progress somewhere. And I think when we view all of this, I think we say there's China and then there's everything else. I mean, I think that's the reality of the conversation. China became the number one trading partner with Africa in 2009. I mean, they're investing billions of dollars in the infrastructure in developing worlds. And when they can't pay them back, they essentially use loan shark rates and take over their ports. So this is a huge issue for North Dakota, but it's been a huge issue for global markets for a very long time. And we need to negotiate better trade deals because it's not just for this generation of farmers, it's for the next one.
What kind of conversation are you hearing about the Kavanaugh accusers and the pause now in the process?
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing the most is just people are really disappointed in the reckless way it's been covered from the national media and how it's going. I mean, anybody who comes forward with an accusation like this deserves dignity. They deserve respect. They deserve a chance to tell their story. Anybody who's been accused of something like this deserves dignity, deserves respect, and deserves a chance to tell their story. But I just think the reckless way in which this has been covered at the national media is really starting to bother people.
Does it concern you at all that we seem to be into an era now where these accusations are used as a political blunt force instrument?
Yeah, it does, and it's not because of who, I mean, the victims coming forward and tell their story. I mean, we can show data after data that this is one of the most underreported crimes, and the reason for it is, I mean, one, it's, I mean, if there's a crime that was more inherently personal than this, I don't know what it would be. But two, then it, when it gets weaponized, not by the victims or the accusers, but by the politics of it, I think it gets to be really, I mean, problematic.
You're a lawyer, so I'll ask you, you know, I've been bouncing around, you know, theory, and again, I'm with you. I'm not saying that you just automatically dismiss this, but you have to have some basis for what you see as the accusations. And you know, right now you have Judge Kavanaugh saying, don't know this woman, was never at that house. I mean, and the quote-unquote witnesses she's offering say, no, I wasn't there either. So, you know, obviously we'll sort all that out on Thursday. But just generically, if somebody decides to, you know, undertake some kind of an effort to accuse somebody of something for a political motive, not to actually get to the bottom of a problem that they might have suffered, should there be a penalty for that? Should there be a, you know, should there, you know, it seems to me that, you know, that perjury wouldn't be enough. That really, if you're doing that for a political motivation, there ought to be a harsher penalty. Agree?
Well, yes, but I think a lot of this in this situation is it's not even, I mean, the accusers and all of those things. It's other people that are attempting to weaponize this irrespective of what is going on with any, I mean, with the complaints and with everything else. So those things, I mean, what we want is a fair process. We want people to be able to tell their story, and then we want the Senate to vote on whether or not they're going to confirm the next U.S. Supreme Court justice. You get into these situations, and, I mean, there are a lot of different motives coming from a lot of different people, whether it's the media or particular politicians or anything like that. And at the end of the day, we have to always recognize that you have somebody who is making an accusation, you have somebody who's defending an accusation, and our goal should be the truth outside of cultural or political ramifications. Our goal at the end of the day should be the truth.
Gene in Valley City for Kelly Armstrong. You're on What's on Your Mind. What's your question, Gene?
Well, good morning, Scott, and good morning, Kelly Armstrong. What
Hi,
you
Gene.
Were just talking about, should there be accountability for the lies in political campaigning? I was just reading an article last night where the Supreme Court ruled that it is okay for them to lie. I don't have the case and the information with me right now, but yeah, I read that last night.
Gene,
so
I agree.
There will be no accountability.
Gene, I agree with you. I think the problem you run into when you do these accountabilities, especially in political campaigns and things, is who's in charge of determining accountability. That's always a question we should be concerned about if it's ever any regulatory body or any government organization. I'll tell you who the people are accountable to when they lie, and it's the voters. And we have the opportunity to get more information now than we've ever been able to get before. So, when there is lying going on in a campaign and when there are things, I mean, the dirty tricks that always come out, and we're going to see them in North Dakota now between now and November 6th. It's up to the voters to say enough, we don't buy into that, and we're going to support people who do not lie.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Only have a minute left, Kelly, but I want to ask you about another bit of work you and your fellow legislature worked hard on, and that is cleaning up North Dakota's voter ID laws. And there have been court battles since. Was a victory yesterday in the 8th Circuit Court to stay one part of that, which was that, you know, people could vote with a P.O. box. That won't be the case, but there's still a court battle ahead. What do you make of what's happening here? Are we winning drip by drip?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, this is one of those issues where we talk, and obviously the integrity of our elections has come up quite a bit in the last 6 months as we go move forward towards the 2018 elections. But I think reasonable, secure reasons to validate not only somebody's who they say they are, but, I mean, we always talk about the Senate race, and I'm in at-large House race, so, but also to make sure you're voting in the district and in the precinct in which you should be voting in. So I think these are common-sense reforms that make a lot of sense.
All right. We'll let you get back to the conference. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Kelly Armstrong, candidate for Congress, on the ballot running against Max Schneider, the Democratic candidate. This, the seat that Congressman Kevin Cramer now holds, obviously, who's running for the U.S. Senate. So, all right, we'll be back at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Delta Marriott Hotels in Fargo after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate it very much. We're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual conference, and Scott Valley City wanted to weigh in here, and then we're going to chat with Kevin Pfeiffer about a big event happening today south of Mandan. Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, if you hear now, I guess they're reporting the news, I think it was on Fox, that this new accuser they have, well, she has proof. And she also happens to have a security clearance that makes her credible. You know who else has a security clearance? Hillary Clinton. Yeah, la-di-da. I mean, anybody with a clearance, they can still lie. So don't try and feed me that bunch of BS. But to think about back in history, we're going to go back about 325 years. 1692 to 1693. You know what happened in America that time?
I'm waiting for you to tell me. Yep. I don't want to steal your thunder.
The Salem witch trial. All it took back then was somebody to sit there and say, oh, she's a witch, burn the witch, she turned into a newt. But I got better.
That's what Donald Trump uses that term, witch hunt, more than anyone. You're right to connect the dots. Yeah, no, I hear you. It is. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Kevin Pfeiffer is here, and Kevin's got a big auction today in Carson, North Dakota, the Haug Retirement Farm Machinery Auction. And you may remember that we got a call on the air, and we were invited to be at this auction, and I quickly said yes before realizing that actually I was scheduled to be with Donald Trump Jr. in Fargo, North Dakota. So I couldn't be in both places at one time. But thankfully, Kevin's there and can give us a little preview of what's going to happen. 11 o'clock Central today at Carson, North Dakota. Kev, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having us on. You know, it seems like a world away from Washington, D.C., but I'd rather be on this end of that spectrum.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, you can think a little clearer when you're out there at Carson today, right?
You got that right. You know, and I just spent a little bit of time with Tom and Becky down here today. What a beautiful ranch they have down here. This is the heart and soul of America, this part of the world. And we're just so excited to be down here. A lot of people are already coming into the auction site. Boy, do we got a nice lineup of equipment down here today.
And you can do online betting if you can't make it to Carson today, right?
Absolutely. If you want to go on to Pfeiffer's.com, you can bid online. We have some really interesting pieces of equipment here today. Of course, you're talking a generation of farming down here. You drive into this ranch, you can tell they took good care of everything. But, man, I love that 2010 IH9400i semi. Probably going to be the nicest semi we're going to sell this fall. Beautiful, clean machine. It's got tandem duals with a pusher axle. We got a couple of really nice IH tractors with loaders on them. One's an MX135. And they have a really nice New Holland 1475 Redisway. They have just got it. You know, they've been living down here farming and ranching, and you could tell that they took good care of everything. So if people can't make the sale, go online. Go on to Pfeiffer's.com, and you can bid online all afternoon.
I'll give you the address as well if you are in the neighborhood and want to head down there for the 11 o'clock central start to this. It is 8765. 60th Avenue Southwest in Carson. Just put that in your GPS. So it's 8765 60th Avenue South from Carson, about 21 miles south. So you'll find that. And as Kevin said, you can also go online. But it looks to me like nice farm equipment, hay equipment, harvest equipment. You mentioned the semi-trucks are top-notch, trailers, next to new 4,000 bushel hopper bins. These folks take care of their equipment, don't they, Kevin?
Yeah, you bet. You know, thanks for bringing up those hopper bins. We got 8 really nice Meridian hopper bottom bins down here today, too. So, again, just a great opportunity, you know, to come on down here or bid online. And then don't forget tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we got 1,100 acres for the Mollinger family. We're selling south of Mandan in Morton County. So that's going to be a big sale as well. And then next week, you know, we got another 5 or 6 machinery and land auctions throughout North Dakota. So, but today it's for Tom and Becky Hag down here, and I just hope everybody can either make it or bid online, or you know, try and get us on our cell phone. It's going to be a little tougher down here with cell phone coverage, but nice lineup of livestock and farm equipment down here today.
Pfeiffer's.com has all the details. You want to check that out and bid online, too. Sounds good. Kevin, thanks a bunch. Best to the team there. We're going to check in with Jim Sabi a little later on and give you another little plug for today and tomorrow. And then do me a favor and tell Tom and Becky Hegg that rain check will come in a less hectic day is what we'll do.
I'll tell him that. Say hi to Junior for me, will you?
I will. Yeah, he's fired up, by golly. He's not going to sleep between now and the election. He's not.
That's good.
Taking anything for granted. So,
exactly. Right. Enjoy your program. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, Pfeiffer's.com. Great resource, great website right there. Let me squeeze in some texts here because they're trickling in here today as well as they always do. Question about Measure One from a listener today saying, I heard your programs earlier and then I read the
trying to find the actual text here so I can tell you what he said. But then I read it, and I'm a little worried that I don't have all the information I need. So can you talk some more about that? All right, the answer to that question is yes. But I would again warn you that you're going to look at that from the prism of people who California, Massachusetts, you know, the Hollywood set, the Martha's Vineyard set, writing big checks, deciding that this is how they're going to defeat, you know, Republicans around the country by creating a bunch of witch hunts. And they crouch it in some soft language that isn't accurate. More on that coming up.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's back, the 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.